I'm Hazra Khan from Lahore, Pakistan, and I'm one of the steering committee members of Impossible, which is an advocacy campaign led by young people. It's trying to create awareness about this article present in the Constitution of Pakistan that says that education is free and compulsory for every single child between the ages of 5 and 16 years. People are not aware of this article, as a result of which there's child labor, children are working in workshops, in the houses of rich, and in factories, and instead of going to school and getting education. So we're trying to reach out to as many people as we can so that we can make this article a law and get the government to implement it.
So what are young people doing about this? You're here in London with a group of people from Britain and also a group of young people from Pakistan. So what are you trying to achieve?
So we are 20 young people from all over Pakistan, and we're going to parents and we're telling them it's the basic right of their child to go to school instead of work in a workshop, and that if there's no school present in their area, they should ask the government to construct one and, you know, recruit new teachers and train them so that children can go to school as much as they can instead of working somewhere.
So how are you doing that? What tools and techniques are you using to be young campaigners?
So initially we launched it through Facebook and it went viral. We have over 100,000 followers on Facebook, and we're also present on Twitter and YouTube with several followers on there as well. And people are really excited about this cause because it's one of its kind and it's youth-led. And we also have on-ground activities where we're recruiting ambassadors, whom we call IL ambassadors. Basically, the word IL means education, and these young people are, you know, going out in their areas and they're telling people about this article. So we are working through social media and also through, other young people. So, yeah.
Because it's vital, because obviously in a country like Pakistan and many countries around the world, not everyone has access to computers and broadband and things like that. So it is the role of you encouraging young people on the ground to go out and be activists.
Yes, it definitely is. And like you mentioned, not a lot of people have access to internet. And as a result of which, a lot of people still read newspapers. So we also have young people write all these articles about Impossible and the state of education in Pakistan, which we've got published in like really big newspapers, which are read by a lot of people all over the country. So yeah, that's about it.
So how have you got involved and what would you like to achieve?
I've been working as a volunteer for 3 years with various organizations from around the world. So I got to know about this this project through the British Council, which I've been working with since the past 2 years. And the British Council is actually supporting this project. In the past, it's still a very young project. We launched it back in November. So in the past 6 to 7 months, we've actually done quite a lot of work. We've reached out to over 100,000 people, not only through social media, but through on-ground activities too. Like recently, we launched this program under Impossible, where we're recruiting campus ambassadors so that our word gets across to everybody as much as it can.
And finally, what would you like to happen? Briefly, what would you like to see happen?
It's impossible to achieve the United Nations Millennium Development Goals by 2015, an integral goal of which is to get all the children into schools. But our goal is to get 2 million children into schools in Pakistan by 2015, if we can.
I wish you good luck. Fantastic.
Thank you.